Many people suppose that with a leap to the turquoise level of development, the global culture will recognize that every previous incarnation or level of development has value, and there will be radical acceptance of it all. It seems at that point, war and poverty and ecological destruction won't make a lot of sense to anyone anymore.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's certainly, if you just sort of, you know, try to think about what that means. But I'm talking about now what happens when we get down to the actual nitty-gritty details. How on earth are we actually going to do that? Because if you really go into society and start looking at how it's all set up, it's set up in all sorts of isolated layer cakes. So we have, you know, whole groups that are traditional religious fundamentalists. They don't want anything to do with anybody else. We've got whole groups that are business, rational, scientific oriented. They don't want anything to do with the other groups. We've got the postmodern groups. They think all of the others are marginalizing and oppressive and have some sort of ism or other associated with it, colonialism, sexism, racism, patriarchalism. And that's the actual structure of society now. What on earth is it going to be like when those values are simply pulled out from under us? And then we do have what you're talking about, things like war and aggression and all of that just don't make sense anymore. How on earth will that change every single detail of this culture? It will be unbelievable. And on top of that, we'll have a technological revolution that will support whatever it is the culture is striving towards. And if the culture is striving towards harmony and equilibrium and inclusiveness, and it uses this staggering amount of technological capacity, well, the technological capacity is aiming towards superhuman situations, and so is this cultural capacity aiming towards superhuman condition.